this is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on.
It's
baseball
right
is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome into Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge alongside my fabulous co-host Jake Hassan, and we are here with you to talk some baseball because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today on a Thursday?
Unfortunately, it is Thursday. I said this before the show. It's the most Friday-feeling Thursday of all time, which stinks. But we're here. There's a lot of day baseball, a ton to bet on today. I'm excited. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is. It is a Friday Junior today, and we are here to talk about all of it. We are here to flip some bets and make some cash. I am still just stuck on the open where I mentioned Brian Baio's opening day start, and now we are coming off the heels of the devastating news yesterday. He is on the IL, but we're still moving forward, but that just struck me. It's like, oh, memories of a time long ago. You can follow us wherever you get your podcast and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, bets, thoughts, anything that is on your mind today. If you're also feeling like it's a Friday on a Thursday, let us know what is on your mind. Send us all of that to the BetQL Twitter page or drop them right here in the chat wherever you find us on any social media platform where you watch us or listen to us. With all of that being said, it is time to It is time to play ball, and we're going to get into one game that we love today because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network. You can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. Get in here, get your comments, bets, thoughts ready, send them to us, and together we will all find some winners. So let's start off by recapping how we did on our bets yesterday. Jake, how did yesterday go for you?
Yeah, yesterday was all right. It was pretty decent. Went 3-4, but had a couple plus money in there, so came through. The Mariners Rangers first five under was just so easy. And my Royals, they just keep doing it. I was a little angry at one loss. Reynaldo Lopez was awesome. He went seven innings, just twirled a gem against the Marlins, and then was in line for the win. And the Braves bullpen just coughed it up, and he gets stuck with a no decision. So that was a tough loss, but we're ready to get back at it. Feel good about today's bets for sure.
Yes, feel really good about today, especially with so much day baseball. I like that very much. Mm-hmm. I was 3-3 yesterday. Did hit a home run bet, so that was good. Freddie Freeman total bases, he did not, but Evan Carter, folks, hit a home run, so that was very sweet. Shohei Ohtani went over on total bases. Anthony Santander, though, did not hit a home run. Pete Alonso did, though, get a hit. Starling Marte did not go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI today. We are going to pick it up and do even better, as every day we strive to do. So let us dive into the one game that we absolutely love for today. Jake, what was the first game that caught your eye today?
Yeah, this took a minute because I had to wait for the lineup to be posted, but first game that caught my eye was Padres Rockies, because at first I was like, I don't want to bet anything in this game. This game stinks. I never want to go to a game at Colorado because the numbers are always juiced to the over, obviously. But then I found an angle that I really liked because Elias Diaz is sitting today for the Rockies. I noticed that he had played the last 5 days, thought he might be in line for a rest day. He is. He's out of the lineup today. He's one of the top defensive catchers when it comes to throwing out base runners. Jacob Stallings is in. He is not. So that was what caught my eye. I'm excited to go in and bet some stolen base props today for some Padres.
I love that. And I love that. Just a nice segue into my game of the day is Red Sox Guardians, which is in progress and the Red Sox are losing. But here is the great news. One of my bets today, Rob Refsnyder to get a hit. Even better than a hit. He just hit an RBI triple. So thank you to Rob Refsnyder. Cha-ching right there, a little check mark. So this game is in progress. It is going on as we speak. As we were preparing for the show, I look up at the television and they give up a grand slam. So that wasn't so hot, but we will also keep an eye on that game. I also have Rafael Devers over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI in this game. So hopefully he can do that as well. He has gone over this in three of his last three games, and he has three hits alone and a home run yesterday. So I think he can go over on this today, though he is DHing today, and it is a day game after a night game, but that is because he did not feel 100%. He's not playing third today, but hopefully that does not translate into a poor performance at the plate, because I think he has a really good shot of going over that today. But Rob Refsnyder, a great way to start the day. We have three more games in progress right now. Brewers Pirates, the Brewers are winning 4-3. The Brewers right now on the money line, -210, Pirates +165, totals at 10.5. This is Freddy Peralta against Mitch Keller. The game is in the top of the fifth inning. And we really do need to talk about William Contreras again, because he had a first inning home run that went, Jake, 448 feet and was traveling 114.4 miles an hour. He ranks first among catchers in average, OBP, and runs. He is second in RBI and third in home runs, +8,000 to win NL MVP. We will talk about awards later on, but do you like that, Jake, perhaps, or do you have any bets in this game?
I have no bets in this game. I had Freddy Peralta to get a win, so hopefully this holds the current, you know, number, result, whatever you want to call it. But as far as William Contreras goes, I'm ready to call him the best catcher in baseball. Like, I'm ready to do that. He's unbelievable, and he's 26 years old. He's literally entering his prime as we speak, and you're seeing it in front of you. Just as far as MVP goes, and like you said, we'll get into this later, I just don't have interest, because the guys he's chasing are just so much more electric, so much more household names, and nobody knows who William Contreras is unless you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, if there was MVP per position, maybe a separate award for each one. But yeah, if you look at the rest of the roster of MVP candidates, I mean, maybe. Perhaps. We also have White Sox Twins going on right now. White Sox are winning, Jake. They're winning 2-0 over the Twins here. White Sox -175, Twins +140 on the money line. Totals at 7.5. Mike Soroka versus Simeon Woods Richardson. Game's in the top of the fourth. Jake, do you have anything in this game?
I don't, but I might bet the Twins at some point in this game, because does anyone really think that the White Sox are holding this lead? They had a 5-2 lead going into the eighth inning the other night, and they blew that. And they were saying on the telecast, hey, get ready to talk about a winner after this one. Nope, they blow it. So there is definitely going to be a buy point on the Twins at some point, probably as the game gets deeper. But for sure, I mean, I'm going to be watching this to see if there's a buy point for the Twins.
Yes. Can they pull it off? Stay tuned, because we will keep you updated on anything that happens in that game. Phillies, Reds. Phillies are winning 4-0 over the Reds. I do have a bet in this game. It is Ellie De La Cruz over 1.5 total bases. So I hope maybe he can get that done. But the Phillies now are -2,000 on the money line. Reds +875, totals at 9.5. Zach Wheeler against Nick Martinez. Game is in the top of the fourth. Bryce Harper, his new dad strength, again, congrats to him, hit a 2-run home run here, Jake. Do you have anything in this game?
No, I stayed away from this game just because with Wheeler on the mound, this was such a Philly spot. And Harper showed, I mean, that's on me for, I'm an idiot for not betting the Harper home run now that he's back too. That was dumb, but whiff by me. But yeah, I stayed away from this one just because Zach Wheeler, but continuing to author a Cy Young season for Wheeler.
Yeah, he absolutely is. We also have two games that will be starting during the course of the show. We have Astros Cubs. Astros -125, Cubs +105, totals at 7.5. This is Justin Verlander against Javier Assad. Jake, do you have anything in this game?
I do. The Astros are a bad team. What are we doing here? They're not good. The Cubs beat them last night. I know it's Verlander, and that's why the Astros are getting a bump here, but the Astros are bad. The Cubs are good. I don't care. It shouldn't be plus money on the Cubs. I'm betting them on the money line.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially because the Cubs are coming to town tomorrow to Boston. So, I hope that maybe they are not that good. But I agree, the Astros not so hot right now. Jays Royals also Jays minus 105, Royals minus 115. Total is at 7.5. Jose Berrios against Cole Reagans. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
Couldn't
The
wait to
Royals.
bet the Royals on the money line here. Reagans at minus 115 only. I know the last couple starts have been great. Last start was bad, but it was mostly unlucky in his last start. I'm willing to back him again. The Royals continue to just find ways to win. I'm taking him on the money line.
I love that. It is now time to invite all of you to step into the bettors box because we want to hear from you. We want your favorite plays. We want your questions, thoughts, comments. Come in, just say hi to us. Let us know what you think about the show, about us, about everything that is going on today. There are a lot of day games. So if you have any bets, that would be ideal as well. You all are the engine of the show. So thank you all for listening and watching. And we want to hear from you. And we have quite a few comments already. Love seeing the people get in here early. Benoit Balls too. Hello. Said as just going right along what you were saying, Jake, Astros have been garbage, but not sure if I can go against them with Verlander facing a shell version of the Cubs lineup. But still, I would have faith in the Cubs perhaps here.
Yeah, don't care. I'm betting the Cubs on the money line. The Astros, just the vibes around this
Don't
team
care.
are terrible. And Assad's been really good. Assad's been
Yeah.
awesome for the Cubs. I was wrong about him. I didn't think he had the stuff to make it as a starter, but he's been awesome. The Cubs are one of those teams where they just have good vibes. And this is a good narrative play, the do it for Cody Bellinger Memorial win. Let's
Yeah.
go.
Yeah, love that. B Mills on YouTube also. Somehow Padres minus 142 on the money line today. Gotta take it against the Rockies, right, Jake?
I mean, I like the Padres in the spot. I famously hate paying that much juice, but that's why I have some stolen base props later with a ton of hashtag value, I think. So, yeah, I'm found ways to fade the Rockies. I just didn't want to do it on the money line.
Yeah. No, absolutely. B Mills also says, also one book has a boost on Mookie Betts, two plus bases to plus 200 seems like a trap, right? Just a tease or giveaway for my bets. I do have Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases today. I
That's
personally,
outrageous.
yeah, I would take that because
Yes.
as I will talk about, that is one of my bets today. So I like that very much for today. Just personally. That's what I would do that. That's a great spot. I would hop on that. It is time now to touch them all. We're going to look at some injury news, lineup updates, things of that nature. As you said, Jake, Cody Bellinger has a rib fracture and has been placed on the IL. Pete Crow Armstrong, recalled from AAA, is a number 15 prospect in Major League Baseball. He's batting 203, OBP of 241, OPS of 33 with two home runs, seven RBI, and 12 runs, 293. Career hitter in the minors. No hits in 14 career MLB at bats, though. Jackson Holliday knows the struggle. What did you think of this, Jake?
I mean, Bellinger's a huge blow for the Cubs. He's the MVP of their team. He's awesome. He's played really well ever since he got to Chicago starting last year. But I think that they're, like I said, narrative play here, the rebound, like everyone wants to bet against the Cubs because they're missing the best guy in their lineup. And a lot of times, historically, you see teams win in this spot. And again, they're playing a bad Astros team. Pete Crow Armstrong, here's the thing. I know people are going to ask this rookie of the year. He's just not a guy that hits enough. Most of his value comes from defense. He's fun. He's got the blue hair. He makes spectacular catches in center field, but he just doesn't hit enough. I have no interest in him for NL Rookie of the Year, but hopefully he can hold it down for the Cubs.
Yeah, blue hair does get you remembered. So you're like, oh yeah, that's the
Yeah.
guy with the blue hair. So
I'll take his
there's
word
that at
for it.
least. Yeah, exactly. The JP Crawford also placed on the IL with an oblique injury. Royals Alec Marsh hit by a line drive on the elbow, placed on the IL. It is just the list keeps growing, Jake, of players, pitchers and players on the IL. Like, this is getting crazy now.
Yeah, I mean, Crawford for the Mariners, their lineup was struggling as it was. We'll see how they replace him, but they need Julio and Ty France and Jorge Polanco to turn it around before they worry about Crawford's absence. As far as the Royals and Alec Marsh go, this is a blow for them. He's been awesome. It's why I backed them yesterday. And then he exits. He's been really, really good. I think they'll be able to survive. It's not like it's Singer going down or Lugo, who have been their two best pitchers, but it's going to be a blow. I'm interested to see what they do because that fifth starter rotation spot did come down to the wire. Marsh won it the last second, so they have options. But, I mean, no doubt he's been awesome. It's going to be tough for the Royals to kind of weather this storm while he's out.
Yeah, even just as an aside for a second, they posted yesterday, or they had on the broadcast for the Red Sox game, the list of injuries for the Red Sox this season, and you don't realize it until you see this list. It read like movie credits. That's what it was. It looked to me like movie credits where it's like, oh, stage production, blah, 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 and it's just rolling through. That's what it looked like to me. The injury situation with many teams, but especially the Red Sox, is getting out of control. So I just hope that the injury bug for many teams, as these teams are facing, lays off a little bit, because it's getting to be a bit much. However, Hunter Goodman has been recalled from AAA by the Rockies. So this is a yard goats guy. I think at one point for Foodie Friday, we should take a look at maybe minor league foods as well, because the yard goats in Hartford have one hell of a menu. They have a lot of good stuff for this season. So perhaps we'll take a look at that at some point. Yeah. Yep. They have I think it's a meatball waffle cone, which I'm into. I think a yard that would be worth going to a yard goats game. I would. That's a big wood for me, Jake. But we all take a look at it, and maybe your opinion will be changed of being a little iffy on it. I can see that, but I would. Rockies number 12 prospect, he is. He's batting .298 with a .352 OBP, a 1.042 OPS in the minors. He has a batting average of .194 in Major League Baseball in 72 at bats with one home run. So not terrible. But yeah, he was recalled from AAA. Jake, this is a little bit exciting for your Rockies.
Yeah, my Rockies. This is a big old nothing, I think is what you mean, because the Rockies stink and they're a fake team.
Yeah, it's real. Just throw a party for him. Paul Skeens also is dealing in the minors. He has in 17 innings pitched, 34 strikeouts, 0.53 ERA and a 0.88 whip. His 51.5% strikeout percentage is highest for a starter, a AAA starter in 22 or younger since the minors began tracking stats in 2006. So I think everything is coming up Paul Skeens right now. Of course, he is dating Libby Dunn, who is more famous than maybe I know, because I think she's very, very famous among people who are, you know, younger than me probably, but of course, like, this is a big deal for Paul Skeens career wise
yeah, I mean, call him up. This is so
it's good all around. I think it's good all around, the power couple of Major League Baseball. I think it would be good for baseball to call him up for many reasons.
Yes,
his talent being one of the reasons.
One, in case anybody is confused.
Yeah, Livy Dunn will also be at the game. Then Mike Trout is the first player for this season to reach 10 home runs for this year. Second time he has had 10 or more home runs and 5 or more stolen bases in the team's first 25 games. But he also did this in 2018. He joins Reggie Jackson, who did this in 1969 and 1974, as the only players since 1900 to do this twice. So big stuff going on for Mike Trout here. Is plus +600 to have the most home runs. This is an intriguing bet right now, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so bad for Mike Trout, though. Oh, 10 home runs, 13 RBI. 10 home runs, which count as RBI, by the way.
Yeah.
13 RBI. Like, it's, yep. Can we please get this guy to Philadelphia or to Atlanta or to somewhere where we can actually appreciate him? And I don't have to be sad that one of the best, if not the best baseball player possibly ever, definitely of our generation, is just wasting away in Anaheim. I know he said he wants to be there and he likes it there and he owes it to the fans. You don't owe them anything. Mike Trout, please, you do not owe the fans of Anaheim anything. Please say you want a trade so that we can enjoy you fully and that you're not just tucked away. I mean, maybe he wants to be tucked away there and he doesn't want to be bothered. But this is so sad. Please, can we get this guy on a real team?
Yeah. What volumes does that speak about the rest of the team that only 3 RBI are from anyone else but Mike Trout in his 10 home runs? That's insane. And I think I've said this on the show. I tweeted this at one point, how bad I feel for Mike Trout. And people just piled on, being like, why would you feel bad for him? He chose to stay there. I figure he chose to stay there because maybe money, maybe loyalty. But I think he also assumed that perhaps their team would surround him with other players. He said he has tried to, this was before the season, when he decided to stay there, that he tried to convince them to maybe sign some of the other free agents that were out there. And they really didn't do that. And they didn't keep Shohei Ohtani, of course, coming up next. So we will talk about Shohei Ohtani. But I feel bad for Mike Trout. I feel bad for him. I'm sorry. But he should be on a team where he can actually contend for something, because it is really sad to see. Shohei Ohtani is off to his best start as a hitter through 25 games. He has the most extra base hits, total bases, runs, best average, OBP, slugging, and OPS. The year of Shohei Ohtani, I guess, I honestly, kind of quietly, I feel like last year we heard a lot more about Shohei Ohtani than I feel like we have heard about Shohei Ohtani this season, Jake.
No, but that's a great point. And I want to make something very clear. Matt, take me single. Can't win, not can't win, but not going to win MVP for this reason. Quietly. When has Shohei Ohtani ever done anything quietly? And here he is being awesome. You know why? You know why it's quietly? We're not hearing about it because people don't want to vote for him this year. Make this very clear. His teammate Mookie Betts is being awesome on the Dodgers. He would win if it came down to the two of them. You know why Shohei won going away these awards the last couple of years? Because he was also pitching. He was this awesome as a hitter, but he was also being very good as a pitcher, in case you hadn't heard, in case you've been living under a rock the last few years. But the whole thing with Ohtani was, okay, this is a reset year for baseball. They have a built-in excuse to not have to say, hey, here's this unicorn. We have to make him our MVP because he's doing something we've never, ever seen before. He's finally just doing one of those things really well. So the voters are going to try and find a way to not give him the award. And here he is, Mookie Betts, a guy who everybody loves, a guy who people were dying to give this award to last year. And they're on the same team. If it comes down to it, Mookie's winning the award. And we'll talk about MVP a little bit more in a couple minutes. But it's just, I get Ohtani's awesome. And we're very lucky to exist in the same time that he's playing baseball. He's not going to win the award. I'm sorry. He's just not going to win.
Great point. That is especially, he's not going to win because I do think it will be Mookie Betts. And the fact that he is not pitching this season changes a lot of things. And it really is. That could be why. Because I feel like last year was the year of Shohei Ohtani. Everything was about Shohei Ohtani. This year, barely anything. Before I bet on him, it's not like I already know what he did last night. I have to look. But last year it was everywhere. You wake up in the morning and it's everywhere because West Coast, it's a different time zone. So you can't watch all the games. So then you wake up and you're like, oh yeah, of course, Shohei Ohtani, just it's in your face. Like he hit three home runs and blah, blah, blah. This year, I have to go out of my way to find out what Shohei Ohtani did. It's very interesting. But we'll keep an eye on that.
DH has also never won the award.
This is true. This is a good point as well. So we will keep an eye on those awards and discuss them coming up. But we are going to get to 7-minute stretch right now and go around the league and break down some of the games or the rest of the games going on today, because we do have a lot of day games today, Jake. So first up, we have Mariners Rangers. The Mariners are -115 on the money line. Rangers -105. Total is at 9. It is Luis Castillo versus Andrew Heaney. I do have a bet in this game, and it is Mitch Haniger to hit a home run. He has one home run in his last 7 games, 3 total home runs this season against Andrew Heaney. He is batting .364 with 8 hits, including 3 home runs. And Heaney has given up 3 home runs across his 3 starts this season. So I like Mitch Haniger to hit a home run in this one. Jake, do you have anything?
I'm on the other side. I have Jonah Heim over 1.5 total bases. It's almost 2-1. He's 2-for-5 in his career versus Luis Castillo with a double, and over his last 10 games has an OPS of over 800. Really like it. And he has a couple homers in his last couple games too. So he's starting to catch fire. I like the spot.
I like that. Padres, Rockies, also Padres -145, Rockies +120. Total is at 11. Randy Vasquez versus Dakota Hudson. Jake, do you have anything in this one?
Like I said, I wanted to find a way to fade the Rockies, and then when Jacob Stallings was in the lineup, found it. He is not good at throwing out runners, and there's some big prices out there for Padres runners today. So I'm going to spray the board a little bit with some San Diego stolen bases. Tatis is plus 425. We all know what he can do. Ha-Sung Kim is 5-1. Jackson Merrill is 7-1. I like all of those. Stallings does not throw out a lot of runners, and Dakota Hudson with runners on is very slow tempo-wise, so there will be opportunity here.
I like that. We also have an update from Matt on your Royals here. Royals are up 2-0 because Salvador Perez hit a home run. Oh, I like that a lot. Every day, oh, your Royals. Every day I look at Salvador Perez and I'm like, is today the day he hits a home run? Today's the day. Should have taken him. Should have. Yeah, it's always the regret. Hindsight's 2020, of course. Mm-hmm. Dodgers Nationals with Dodgers minus 190, Nationals plus 155, totals at 7.5. Yamamoto versus Mackenzie Gore in this one. I do have a bet in this one. It is Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases, as I mentioned before. I guess with a boost, you get that plus 200, but I did not. It was kind of even money. Oh, I got it, but geez, Louise, that's pretty good. He did have 4 total bases in his last game. He's done this in 2 of his last 4 games. He hit a double off of Mackenzie Gore in 3 plate appearances. He walked in the other 2. So he's batting 1,000 against Mackenzie Gore. So I really like his chances to go over. Yeah, sounds pretty good. You really can't get much better than that, can you? Over 1.5 total bases for Mookie Betts here. Do you have anything in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going over 8 in this game with the Dodgers and Nationals just because Nats are a top 10 offense versus righties. Yamamoto still has not impressed me. Still waiting for that price to change. And NL Rookie of the Year, he's still the favorite. Don't get it. And the Dodgers are very good. They're top 10 against lefties. Mackenzie Gore has struggled in the last couple starts, especially in his last start against Houston. So I'm going to go over 8 in this one.
I like that. And then our night game, A's-Yankees. The A's are plus 200 on the money line. Yankees are minus 250. Total is at 8. Alex Wood versus Nestor Cortez. I have another home run prop bet in this game. Juan Soto to hit a home run. In this one, yes! Oh, love that. Love that. Holding hands on this one. He hit 3 home runs in his last 7 games. 1 in his last game. He's got 6 total home runs this season versus Alex Wood. He is batting .294. He's got 5 hits, 2 home runs. I love this for Juan Soto today, Jake.
I couldn't believe the price. It was 5-1. Like it feels like home run prices are starting to like get longer again, like when we first started getting them a couple of years ago. And because last year they were really short. Like you would find this at like 275 last year. It feels like for star players, like the Pete Alonso number yesterday, he didn't hit a home run, but still that number was insanely long. I feel like we're getting those again and it's pretty exciting.
It is a lot of value out there on the board. We are now going to take a quick look at the warning tracker and look at NL MVP, which we discussed earlier in this show. So the board looks like Mookie Betts plus 250, Ronald Acuna Jr. plus 700, Fernando Tatis Jr. plus 800, then Shohei Ohtani plus 1,000. I am still on Mookie Betts here. I know he is favored plus 250, but I really do. As my preseason pick was Mookie Betts. Longer shot though, I would look at Ellie De La Cruz plus 2,000. He has 7 home runs so far this year, and I think he's only getting started. But Jake, are you still on your pick for this year? Do you still think it's Mookie Betts?
Yeah, as far as predictions go, I still think it would probably be Mookie Betts. Like if the season ended today, it would be Mookie, and it's priced like that. I do think Tatis is interesting, but I'm with you. I think Ellie De La Cruz at price is the one that's most interesting. 20-1 for a guy that is currently the favorite to lead the league in stolen bases, that it has 30, 40 home run power. He could do what Acuna did last year. He could get into that 70-40 club. And if he does that, that's going to make this really interesting because we're going to have the same conundrum that we had last year where here's a guy who is making history, this time would be for the second time in MLB history, against a guy who has a ton of war on a good team, although the Dodgers, this could hurt Mookie Betts, the Dodgers floundering a little bit, and by floundering I mean they'll win 90 games, but if they're not this mega super team, he might get knocked for that. And so I think that it's right that he is the favorite right now. He's already at 2 war, and it's not even the end of April. That's insane. We played games for a month, literally a month. Opening day was March 26th. It's April 25th. He has 2.0 F war, and that's insane. But Ellie could rack that up too. If he gets to that 70 stolen base number and he hits 35, 40 home runs, which he could do, I think that things could get really interesting and get really tight here. So at 20-1 at price, it's something to monitor too. And at the same time, I know what people are going to say about Elly De Cruz, and it's that, well, he's so high variance and he's so hot and cold. That was true last year when he was a rookie. What we're seeing this year with Elly De La Cruz is that he's being way more selective. His swing patterns match a younger, even though he's already pretty young, Juan Soto from a couple of years ago. The charts are exactly the same. Elly De La Cruz is being way more selective. He's choosing when to swing. He's being way more selective, especially in the zone. And so that makes me think that Elly might be evolving as a hitter, which is scary to say because he's already so good as a hitter, and he might be evolving and getting better. So at price, like I said, Elly De La Cruz is by far the most interesting. Still think Mookie should be the favorite. Still think that's right. But I think that things are getting a little more wonky than we thought.
I love that. We'll get to AL tomorrow. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcast. Watch us tomorrow at 2 right here. Same time, same place on the BetQL Network.